Welcome to 3 Men and a Mic, episode 2. I'm Kyle Liddy alongside
Brian Pollitt,
Nathan Berkey,
and our special guest this week,
Tyler Young.
Basically, on this podcast, we cover anything from, like last time we covered things we hate on Facebook, and this week we're going to cover some questions that we asked random people around the Dayton area. You know, we went to random colleges, just walked up, because we don't have any fans yet, obviously, because we're just three men and a mic in Nathan's bedroom.
We'll have some eventually.
Yeah. So we had to basically just like kind of go out there, very awkwardly approach people and say, hey, do you have any like burning issues on your mind that you would like us to address and give you advice on, whatever. So we went ahead and did that. And
let's go ahead and start with that first question.
We got about 10 questions. We narrowed it down to 4 because obviously we have
a limited amount of time.
So I'm going to pass this off to Nathan so we can read the first question.
All right. So I went up. You already cleared your throat. Why are you clearing your throat on the first question?
Because fucking
the first question, really? All right. So our first question comes from Chris, who lives in Fairborn. My roommates and I had this kid who lived with us. We've all known each other for a while now, and the fourth guy who lives with us is always an asshole. We want to move out, but we are afraid to tell him that we don't want him to move into the other apartment with us. How do we tell him that we don't want him moving in with us at the same time not being an asshole?
All right. Well, just to get the ball rolling, I feel like you have to... We don't really know what the issue is, why they don't want him to live with... Like, I mean, we know he's an asshole, but, like, what does he do? Like, some people are like...
Well, my question is, how do you not know that the other three aren't the assholes?
I know. What if it's the one friend who's like, you guys are really loud at night? It's like 4 in the morning and they're playing like on rock.
It really pisses me off. We're just all sitting around being assholes and he just fucking interrupts it and it's just fucking stupid. I don't want him to live there. I want to be an asshole.
I know. My bad, I like to play Call of Duty until 4 in the morning because I work late, bro.
Yeah, bad, I'm Brian Pollitt and I yell at kids on fucking Call of Duty that want them to kill themselves.
Like,
yeah.
The fourth one's like waking up to volunteer for like charity in the morning. Yeah. Like getting drunk at night. Like, this dude's an asshole.
Yeah.
He has soup kitchen in the morning.
He's like, excuse me, guys. I have to perform I'm volunteering to perform a surgery tomorrow. Can you guys like, be quiet? I have to like remove some African girl's tumor.
Shut the fuck up, bro. Yeah. You want some vodka, bitch?
He's like, yeah, I'd appreciate it if you guys didn't like flick your cigarette butts all over that kitchen because I slipped and almost broke my hip today. Yeah.
Let's say the fourth guy actually is an asshole, though. You just need to give him scenarios so that they know what you're feeling. Just be like, all right, let's pretend you lived with an asshole. You wouldn't want to live with him anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're moving out, so we don't want to be friends with you. Game over. It's done.
I feel like next question. I feel like they should. I feel like they should tell him, like, or they should at least all sit down together and see if they can, like, fix things. Like, if.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to say. An asshole, though. That's what I'm saying.
But that's what I was going to say.
My question is, I mean, if the guy is their friend and he's living with them, and they would probably do want to stay or remain friends with the kid, you can't really just straight out tell him he's an asshole and then expect him to hang out with you down the road. Like, how awkward is that going to be when he shows up at your house?
And like I said, I don't want to go on again about the topic, but you have to figure out why he's an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, is he, like, masturbating in the living room while your friend's over? I mean, that's a problem.
I brought my girlfriend home and he was just straight jerking off in the kitchen.
That's a problem. But if he's just like doesn't clean up after himself, like, you know, leaves dirty towels in the bathroom, I mean, that's something that can change.
Well, they can always have like a group meeting and just like all state, like, yo, Nick or whatever the heck his name is, like, you know, we were having a problem with you just being you.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be like mean, like, hey, we're moving out. Like,
fuck you.
He just, like, wakes up a Saturday morning, all of the boxes are packed, except his room is, like, completely, like, polished and clean, and they're just gone.
I mean, what they need to do is just have the scenario and tell him that if he doesn't straighten up, then they're going to move out, basically.
Of course, there always is a situation that you're already at the point that you found another place, this kid is on your nerves to the point that you don't want to live with him ever again, in which case you've got
to
be straight up.
Yeah, I mean, reading from the question, it already looks like they're ready to move
away.
They've
already made their decision.
Yeah.
Yeah, they already made that decision, so I want to know... I just wish I knew what this kid was doing to, like, piss him off
Okay, Chris, can you ask your friend if we can just hang out with him for a day? We'll find out what his problems are and just tell him, like, okay, your friends hate you. Your friends hate you, so you need to fucking...
Could you imagine
we'll just run?
Like, that's who you were in high school, and that's what, like, made you popular as being that asshole type, because it made you funny, but at the same time, these kids hate you for it. Could you imagine just, like... They hate you so much that they're gonna ruin their lives and pay more for rent just to not fucking live with you.
Welcome to the real life.
Yeah.
So basically, our answer to your question is
just do it like a band-aid. Just rip it off. Just move on. If he's an asshole, just don't even waste your time.
Unless you see something that could be fixed, something minor, and you're just overreacting, I would move on. Just tell him, be straight up, because I know I'm the type of person that if my friends hated me, which they do, so it's fine. I would just want him to be straight up with me, just so I know, you know, what's going on. So I'm not sitting there guessing, like, oh, I wonder why they're not here and I'm alone. And, like, well, I woke up this morning and they're not here. Like, just tell me, you know.
And also, if the fourth guy's listening, like, move on from these guys. These guys are obviously douchebags if they don't appreciate you.
Yeah, they're writing to a podcast that has no fans to find out what the fuck to do.
You know what the funny thing would be? Is if the one kid who is writing to us is actually the kid who's getting left.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, feed my friends, man. We fucking hate these other kids.
Yeah. It's like a punked thing. Like, flipping the situation.
They, like, tell him the complete opposite. No, we hate, like, Nick, bro, but you're cool, man. He's, like, this huge confidence built up.
Yeah, so basically you just need to study the situation more, and if it comes down to it, be straight up.
Okay, so before we move on, so what is our answer? Basically, you just got to tell them.
Yeah.
I mean, you just
got to
be, like,
move on, be straight up.
Don't
be truthful with them.
Just do it.
Yeah, we all, okay, yeah, we all
if your mind's made up, tell them. So then our second question comes from Jake, who lives in Beaver Creek. He writes, so my girlfriend keeps hinting that she wants to move away for college. She has always said that if she moves away, then she's going to try her hardest to keep us going. What she doesn't know is that I'm already interested in other girls and plan on breaking things off when she leaves. I don't want to be an asshole, though. What should I do?
All right, since you're our guest, you want to...
I think Jake should just be, you know, just be truthful with his girlfriend, and, you know, it's gonna hurt her, but it's gonna be better to get it out. Instead of, you know, wait until she moves off to college to do it, you know? That's my opinion on it.
My opinion is, and I have a very strong opinion, is not only are you wasting your time, but you're wasting her time. Because I don't know when she leaves for college. Let's say it's June. So college starts in August. She probably moved down there the beginning of August. So you're wasting you've been talking about this probably for, I don't know, like 2 or 3 months. So... I don't know about you, but I'm the type of dude that does not like to waste time with things that I know are going to work out. So my advice, and after this I'm done speaking on this subject, is break up with her right now. Text her, call her, Facebook her, IM her, fucking MySpace.
Yeah, I'll get rid of her now, or she's going to break up with you the first second she sees Johnny at a frat party. I mean, you're going to be still at home with the same girls you've always seen.
Yeah, like... I want to know what did she do to make you think about this? Like, what did she do to make you stay there?
Maybe she... The other girl Snapchatted some pictures.
Like, some nudes.
Yeah, like, look how much weight I've lost.
Look how much weight I've lost. Yeah, look, the before picture was before I wanted to pour my gut out. Look at this after. I was the ugly duckling in high school. Now I'm hot.
Hashtag love me.
Hashtag. Hashtag
yeah,
hottest girl in the world.
Be fucking hashtagging and texting.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about hashtags on Facebook, do you guys?
Fuck that.
And we're winding time.
Yeah, that's why I was kidding.
Alright, well, I already gave my opinion, so it's your guys' turn.
And Brian?
I said that it's gonna end. I mean, she's gonna find a guy within the first month. A freshman at college, some guy...
It honestly depends how far away she's moving away, because if she's moving, like, a far distance away, and you know that you can't make the time to go out there, she can't make the time to go back, then you obviously should rethink things. But if you know for a fact that you do like her, or love her, and you know it's... in a distance where you can meet up like once a week or something like that, you know, try to make it go, because I had some problems in this situation myself too. My girlfriend moving only an hour away, and we ended up breaking up because...
I think you guys are missing the fact that he said...
And if you're already interested in other girls, I mean...
Yeah, he literally
says, moving on mentally.
I'm thinking about, or planning on breaking things off when she leaves. If he's planning on it... Literally planning.
Any guy can say that because his girlfriend's not gonna be there.
Yeah.
But like, he can change his mind instantly, because like, obviously when my ex moved away, I was like, oh, this is gonna be great. I'm gonna have so many girls to talk to. But those girls who say that they like you, that shit ends fast. Could you find out they only like flirt with you because...
I'm just gonna say YOLO.
And who knows? I mean, maybe down the road
when
she moves away, maybe the relationships get stronger and... Yeah, you know, things might work out better for Jake, but you know, like I said, just
time more meaningful.
Just time tells.
Oh, God.
All right, sure, so yeah, basically our
I just winked for
anybody. Yeah, basically our advice.
I'm sure
is,
that'll work.
Our advice is we have no idea, because we have no idea who the if the girl you're dating is hot. First off, just don't even care. Or if the girl you're talking to is some goofy slut who will take any D.
Or if the complete opposite.
Yeah.
who knows? We'll see what. We'll,
so the final verdict is:
send us a picture of your girlfriend and the new girl to 3minutamike@gmail.com. That is 3minutamike@gmail.com.
The number 3, the word men, the word and, the word a, the word mike at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking specific.
So no spaces, no underscores.
Yeah, if you mess that up, you should probably kill yourself locally in a Kroger.
And since Kyle thinks our viewers are mentally retarded, that's 3minutamike@gmail.com.
I didn't want people to be like...
In case you can't spell and or read.
I didn't want people to be like, the word three.
So, our next question comes from Jesse, and it's... My mom has officially taken over my grad party and keeps trying to change things to the way she wants them. How can I tell her that me and my friends have already set things up in her head, and basically she's just ruining the plans that we originally had set up?
All right, so basically we need to find out, like, what is Jesse's mom trying to set up? Is she trying to put a bouncy house in the back for, you know, 118-year-olds, or is she putting up baby pictures?
Jesse, I think you need to, like, keep in mind that your mom did give birth to you.
Yeah.
She did raise you.
This is just as special for her that is for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Seeing you graduate is just as important. You might think that you're, like, all grown and shit now, but seeing you graduate is just as special for you, for her, as it is for you.
Yeah.
So you need to kind of let her...
Just grow up.
Like, we all know you don't give a shit what happens at your graduation party. You're just going to go get drunk afterwards anyway. So just let her, you know, my advice is just let her do what she wants to do. Let her take the reins. Let her... fucking have a clown squirting water people.
The way I look at it is, how could you do that to your mom? Like, your mom has been, she's been having this shit go along in her head for like 18 years now until you graduate. How are you gonna, like, break her heart and be like, no, what you had planned is very, how can we say, not cool?
And I don't know if you're going to college or what you're doing, but all I know, and I don't even know if you're a guy or a girl. I'm assuming Jesse, that's a girl.
Okay.
Girl. Fuck you, I don't know what this was.
No, I was telling him I gotta keep it down my throat.
But, all right, my question is, too, we don't know if Jesse's mom's a total bitch or not.
Yeah, she
Jesse's
could be, like,
mom could be,
pictures up.
Be that mom that's out at the bar every night, and all of a sudden when her daughter graduates, you know, the last month of her high school, she decides she wants to throw a grad party for her and be in her life for a month. So we don't know if Jesse's mom is, you know, that type of mom or not.
Yeah, okay, so here's the two scenarios. One, if your mom is really nice to you, and she's, like, raised you up to be, like, you sound like a horrible human being doing, asking this question, but if your mom has, like, actually done very nice things for you, this is her one moment to shine. This is her one moment to show you how much you actually mean to her. But yet, at the same time, if your mom is a total horrible person, like the way you're sounding now, then I feel like...
And if she's only having a grad party because she knows you're going to get money, because... She knows you'll help her out. Then.
Yeah, okay, if your mom and dad are, like, paying for it and everything, let them do whatever they want. They're paying for it. You have no opinion whatsoever. I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I don't know if you're going to college or whatever, but, like, I know when I graduated, my...
No, she's going to be home-colleged.
Oh, home-colleged?
Home-colleged?
I don't know about if you're going to college or if you're going to do whatever you're going to do, but when I was graduating, I knew I was going away to college, so what was on my mind wasn't, oh, I wonder what my grad party is going to be like. No, I was ready for fucking college.
Yeah,
there could have been male strippers with their dicks on my face at my graduation party, even though it didn't happen.
Yeah, I don't think I would have went that far with it.
You would have liked that too much.
So. Yeah.
I mean, I was like, I could have been giving blowjobs left and right. Yeah. I wouldn't even care.
I'm going to college.
I was going to get booting at UC.
Okay,
Kyle was worried about the $500 he was getting, and that's all he cared about.
I was exaggerating, but, I mean, I'm sure you have bigger things on your mind than
we know Kyle does.
What
Well, they're small at first and then they get
I like them when they're like, they appear small but then they surprise you when they get bigger.
Well, you put them in your mouth and let them get hard.
No, but
alright, I think we're done with that question.
This has gone off the deep end.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna start with me. We're gonna go in a circle and we're all gonna say our answer to the question.
Alright,
I think that
this is to the scenario of your mom is a nice person.
Yeah, if your mom's a nice person, let her do what she wants. Because we all know that you don't care. You just like to be controlling. Just like every other girl in the fucking world.
I feel like we're being a little mean to Jesse.
I think we all have the same. I think we all have the same point. Basically, person. I think if we all have the same point. Basically, if mom has, you know, been there all your life and she's a nice and good mom, then let her do what she wants.
Yeah.
If she's a total bitch and all of a sudden the last month of your, you know, high school career,
she's a total bitch. Don't even invite her.
Yeah. I mean, just you do what you want to do and, you know, you go ahead and plan it. But
okay,
it just depends how your mom is. All right.
So Brian, you have the same.
I just think you should have her let her have her moment. I mean.
Yeah, because
she's about to have empty nest syndrome when you leave. So
yeah, I mean,
enjoy this.
All right. So yeah, I mean that's a good answer.
And the names above them, and I know that Nathan changed his name to Portia because he thought it was funny, but her name's not Portia.
No, her super name is Portia.
Okay, what's her real name?
And how do I don't know. She wouldn't tell us.
Well, we're gonna.
Okay, well, I mean, that'd be pretty awkward if she gave us her real name. She's like, follow her on Facebook. Okay, what's up?
Since it's a friend request tomorrow.
I read through the questions before the show, and this one definitely takes the cake. Obviously, she's in a real pickle if she doesn't want to give us her real name.
Yeah.
So we have it written down as Portia. So I guess that's just we're gonna go through, and we'll go ahead and let Tyler read the question.
All right. So this is from Portia from Dayton. Her question reads: so this is my first year going to UD. Expenses are getting higher than I thought, and I was forced to get a side job as a stripper. This past weekend, I was working and saw my dad, so I hid in the back for the rest of the night. First off, how do I bring this up that I saw my dad there, especially since me and my mom are very close? And then, at the same time, how do I tell them that I'm a stripper? What should I do?
First off, don't call dad daddy.
This sounds like a freaking conundrum right here. Yeah. I feel like this is like Dr. Phil shit. Like, yeah. I have no idea, like, what? Like, I don't know. Don't. How?
Talk about a rock and a hard place.
I mean, is she calling, like, the guy that she just gave a dance to dad, or is she calling her dad daddy? Yeah. Like, that's awkward. You gotta get those separated.
Hopefully you weren't up on stage when he, like, was sitting there and just, like, clapping for you. He's like, oh, Portia! Shake that ass in your booty.
Shake what my wife gave you.
I hope to God that her dad didn't see her and was, like, flirting with her, like, trying to hit on her, not knowing that was his daughter.
Yes, well, I mean, it sounds from the question that, like, she hid before he had any.
Yeah, I don't think he had any idea. I'm pretty sure
I hope so. That'd be really awkward for him and her.
Unless he enjoyed it, that's why he hasn't said anything.
Yeah.
Let's address first thing that's on my mind. What strip club do you work at?
Yeah, really.
And send any pictures of yourself to 3minuteamike@gmail.com. And I've already spelled it out for you.
The number 3.
So if you didn't hear that, rewind and just send the emails and then add me on Facebook, Kyle Liddy. tweet me and poke my tweet.
Yeah.
And, you know, hashtag.
Poke me 4 times, please.
Yeah, Instagram.
I just want to be poked.
Just whatever. Any place you can reach me. But, no, but seriously.
Kyle's not desperate at all.
Yeah. I love you. So,
this is to all the girls in high school who said I would be nothing.
Yeah.
Who's nothing now? I got a podcast.
Yeah. Podcast. No viewers. At least I'm trying to. No, but
Hooters working at, bitch.
I totally understand because, you know, I've been to strip clubs. So is everybody who's here. So.
No, we haven't.
Stop
What's
lying.
A strip club?
I know.
Okay, well, these guys
Do
are fucking
liars.
Do they
play cards there, or?
Is there a car sales
Yeah, they play
place?
Strip poker, dude. Okay, anyway.
That was there, or are you talking to your dad about what happened? What's more important to you?
I would tell my mom. I honestly would tell my mom and be like, but
so
I
cause
I don't,
a divorce over your dad going out with some work buddies at night. Could be a one-time thing.
She didn't specify
but that. Well, yeah, she didn't say anything, by the way. I'm just saying, though, but, like, she basically says that she wants to tell her parents that she's a stripper anyway. But I feel like that'd be weird if she, like, told her mom, like, hey, I'm a stripper at this strip club, and her dad be like, oh, shit, I was there yesterday. I don't know how you would tell her. Like, why would you even want to tell your parents that?
I think the biggest question is here is she's wanting to tell her mom, but she just doesn't know how. I mean, her and mom obviously have a close relationship, so how does she go about telling her mom that she saw her dad at a strip club, but yet the fact that she's a stripper?
Her and her mom have a close relationship, but you also don't want to hurt your mom and something that your dad might have already explained to her, or you just don't want to cause any drama there when
we don't
you have
know
your own problems tuition and your dad seeing you.
We don't know the fact that if they've already discussed that question or not in the family, but then again, I'm sure she doesn't like want to ruin her family's relationship either. I think she just wants to address the situation, but.
Okay, so I think I have an answer. Portia, you're fucked. I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you just stumped the 3-minute mic. I don't really know. I mean,
and say just try to move on.
And our co-host,
we are unstumpable. How dare you?
Well, I just feel like if you know your mom could handle you seeing your dad there, or if you could just bring it up that, like, to your mom, like, hey, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm a stripper at this strip club, and make sure your dad knows too, so he knows not to go back there ever again.
Or she just like a family dinner, she could bring it up, be like, "Oh, by the way, Dad, I saw you at Diamonds last night.
Wish you a Merry Christmas, Mom and Dad. I'm a stripper. I was at the strip club last weekend. He had a boner.
And I ran and hid in the back."
I think you just need to basically tell him or tell your mom that you work there. And make sure your dad finds out too, somehow he just knows not to go there again. But I wouldn't tell your mom that your dad was there, because that could just open a can of worms that you don't want to have. Like, do you really want your? I mean, it's not like he's going there to have sex with other women. He's going there to see women get undressed with his coworkers.
What probably. I would do is talk to your dad. Say after after you know, break the news to your mom and dad, because obviously. Them finding out you're a stripper is not going to make them get a divorce.
You know, raise a horrible child.
Who knows? They might be able to help you with your expenses too.
Yeah, they might say, "Okay, you can quit your job because that's fucking awful."
Yeah.
But like, tell them you're a stripper in private. Obviously, you don't want to like announce it like when you're at dinner at O'Charlie's or something. Like, talk to them. You know, say, "Hey, mom and dad, I need to talk to you about something." Explain the situation, because I know, you know, it makes sense why, because obviously that's good money. You know, I spent $300 on one stripper in one night. So, you know, I know they make good money. Like, it's totally understandable.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they'll understand, you know, you're struggling, whatever.
So basically just somehow bring it up to either your mom and dad or your mom, and then sit down and have a conversation with your dad and just...
Then after you do that, I would just talk to your dad one-on-one, because I know mothers and daughters have a good connection.
Just be like, "Thank God you didn't get there any earlier."
Yeah.
But, like... Just be like, "I would very well appreciate it if you never went there again."
Like, you know, I don't know. I mean, he's a grown man. He's going to do what he wants to do. Every guy.
I don't think he's going to go there to see his daughter get naked. That'd just be awkward.
Why not?
And he's probably not trying to, like, cheat on his wife. You know, he's probably just going for a good night. And
Like I said, he could have been there with, like, coworkers or friends for something.
A really smart other guy, Brian Pollitt, said, like, he's really smart, and he said that he might be out with coworkers, so... It's probably true, because Brian's really smart.
Just tell your mom, "I got a side job. I'm an entertainer." Go to your dad afterwards. Say, "Don't go to my entertainment venue."
Yeah.
Everything is solved. It's done.
No one gets hurt. See, that's the best. I think that's the best way to address it right there, saying I'm an entertainer, because if you say I'm a stripper, that sounds like, I go to 3rd and West Avenue and I strip for, like, people who give me, like,
peanut
shows.
You have to specify,
shows.
You know, I'm a stripper.
I'm a gentleman's entertainer. Yeah, a gentleman's entertainer.
Father, please don't watch me entertain. Please.
Alright, so I think we all kind of have our own little opinions, but I think we all kind of agree on the situation.
You should tell your mom and then get
address
the
situation
side.
Separately, break the news to both of them, and then talk to your dad. That's my opinion. That's what I think.
And now for our last question from Charles. His question is, "I just graduated from college and told my parents that I'm doing very well and that I have a good job. To be honest, I'm only pinching pennies and have to live paycheck to paycheck. They want to go on a vacation, but said I have to pay for my own ticket. I can't afford this, but how do I tell them that I don't have the money to leave and at the same time still act like I'm making it big?"
Well, first off, you're a horrible child, because if you're sitting there lying to your parents about having a job when you really don't, pretty bad.
Well, he has a job. He's just poor. He's not successful.
Like, where do you work to where you have no money? Like, I can understand if you have, like, house payment and stuff, but why would you tell your parents that you are making it big? I mean, that's a pretty big lie to, like, back up on. Like, I'm actually working at Taco Bell.
I'm actually making a big Mac.
That's like a lie that Nathan Berkey would say or something.
Funny thing is, I work at Google, so, you know, I'm making bank. Hey, you want to go on vacation? I don't make enough money.
I don't know how you would bring that up to your mom. And like, I guess you could say you got fired or let go or something. Like,
Since we're trying to help him out, even though I don't want you, I mean, this is a shitty situation, but if you really need to get out of the situation and you don't want to tell your parents the truth, just say that you can't get the time off work.
Yeah, it's time that you're a new employee.
You can't get a vacation. Yeah, like, I mean, that's what I would do.
But if you want to, like, I feel like if you want to fix the lie, you need to tell them that, like, you, like, because obviously it does not look like you want to tell them the straight, honest truth. Because could you imagine how your parents would feel if you've been lying to them the whole time? Like, depending on how long you've been out of college now. Like, "Oh, yeah, I've been making bank, Mom." And then, like, they come to your house and you're living in, like, downtown Hood Central. And
P.S., you should send in another email saying where you really work, because I really want to make fun of you.
But I think we should just pretty much leave this question to Nathan, because he's pretty good about these scenarios. I mean, he's good at lying and trying to get away with it and getting busted. So let's see, how would you not get caught in this situation but not look like an asshole?
You just got Rick Ross, bro.
Dang. Well, it depends if the other person is an asshole or not.
Well, I think his parents are assholes, so...
Yeah, if his other parents are assholes and force you to lie because your dick is so small.
You know, maybe we're, like, thinking this kid's just an asshole. What if his, like...
Well, yeah, what if his parents, like, forced
What if his dad is, like, one of those abusive Asian dads who thinks his son should be, like, the greatest thing in the world?
Asian.
Oh, like that one movie.
Asians are abusive.
21, what's that movie called? Like, 21 and
Over? Yeah. His dad's like, you go to medical school and I kill your mother.
That was like Russian. That was like Arabian.
Yeah.
Russian Asian, no big deal.
Whatever, but...
But that could be a good point. I mean, what if his parents actually have money and they're just, like, testing him to see if he really has the money to come on vacation or not?
But if they're those parents that are, like, gonna disown him if he doesn't have a good job, I mean... I know I would feel the pressure to be like, yeah, I'm a fucking heart surgeon. Like, I don't know.
Like, it depends if your parents paid for your college or not. If they did, if your parents paid for your college and you did awful, you probably should rethink how you lived through college. Like, I don't...
You probably should rethink suicide strategies.
Yeah. Like, if you know, like I'm paying for my own college now, so if I do shitty in college, it's my fault since I'm paying for it. But if my parents were paying for it, I would feel obligated to do better.
You're actually paying for something for once? That's pretty cool.
Wait, is Sinclair actual college?
Get him! Community.
Yeah, wait. Are we talking about a community college or actual, like,
university?
Well,
it sounds like his parents has the money if they paid for his college.
I like Kyle's idea of saying that you can't get off work. Or if that doesn't work, just be a gigolo for a week. I'm sure you can find some kind of work. Get you some money, go on vacation.
Depending how poor you are, I'm guessing the corner of your street's got to be pretty goopy. You can just go stand on it.
Exactly. Yeah, we don't even know if this kid went to college. He doesn't have any manners. He didn't have to tell us.
I know, and it, like, look how many like mistakes are in the question. It's like,
I mean,
my mom told me I can't afford regular life.
Mama said life is like a box of chocolates.
But he could almost be truthful with it say like
that was like the water boy and Forrest Griffin.
Yeah, I'm not good at impressions.
Griffin.
That's what we need. That's what we need. Matt here.
Whatever.
That's why we need Matt here.
All right, sorry, Tyler, you can continue.
Sorry. Whereas I mean, you can be like, kind of be truthful with it and just say, like, that you have a lot of bills piling up right now that you're still trying to, if you did pay for college or books and expenses, that you're still trying to pay some of that stuff off and you can't really afford to take a vacation right now.
Mom, Dad, I'm the CEO of Google, but I have to pay Netflix 6 months, so get off my dick, okay?
$8 is gonna
Xbox Live.
$7.99. Okay, I make $799 million a year, but I cannot afford that shit. I bought a Bugatti, a Ducati.
I'm just saying, we don't know what kind of job he told his parents that he had, so a good job to us could be like a bad job to him.
He could say, like, I'm making it big as a bagger at Kroger.
Yeah. Just a message to all of our fans we don't have, send better emails.
Yes.
Because we don't know what the fuck this kid's going through. He might work at fucking...
Yeah, like, please, more descriptions, because it's hard to decide.
He could be CEO and thinking that he's not making a lot of money, but we think he is, so who knows exactly what he considers a lot of money or
not. What you went to school for, what job you have. Like, you could be saying that you have a good job making $20-something dollars an hour. I mean, that's good to us.
I
right
feel
now,
like we're conveying the wrong message. This is not fucking like Oprah's hotline. Like, tell us your whole story about life, and then
what kind of person pays for their own ticket to go on vacation with their parents?
I feel like the parents should, if they're celebrating.
I'm good, Mom. I'll just stay home.
Yeah,
but what if they? But what if they have like their parents? Obviously,
well, if they're old enough,
college, yeah.
We don't know that.
They get first vacation.
But what if they? What if they both have like, you know, they're in their careers obviously because they're older. So what if they like? They know how much money they're making. They're not going to make any more money than they already do. And they want to go on vacation with their kid who's successful. There were quotes around that, Charles, you fucking asshole. They're not going to make any more money.
Yes.
They want to go on vacation, so they're like, okay, well, we really want to go with him, but we need him to pay for his ticket because, you know, I'm a kindergarten teacher and you're a trash man.
The last time I checked... When you're an adult and you graduated high school or college, I mean, you're considered a full-on adult now. You should start paying for your own shit. You shouldn't have, like, mommy and daddy send you money to do...
All he said is they want to go on vacation, so I have to pay for my own ticket. So plane ticket, boat ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean...
And even if it is a plane ticket,
they're still paying for... He didn't say that he had to pay for anything there.
Yeah.
So if it's just a plane ticket, it looks like you better start sucking some dick or something to get that money.
You can come up with a couple $100 for a plane ticket.
Case dismissed.
Yeah.
You should grow the fuck up.
Case dismissed. You're a moron.
Grow up and be a man.
Send us more detail.
Like...
All right. So anyways, this is the conclusion.
My advice to you, Charles, is... When you ask people questions, give them the information they need to answer your question.
Damn.
We're now passing the 30-minute mark, which is the conclusion of this podcast. If you want to send any more questions in to us, it's three, as in the number, men and a mic. That's three men and a mic at gmail.com.
/ titty fuck.
I wouldn't say that because that's not true. But, you know, we've had fun with these questions. Please send in questions because it's awful to go to places and ask these people. It's very awkward.
But if you don't send in questions, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
And we'll just make videos of us embarrassing ourselves.
Yeah. So. Well, we're going to do it.
This is called the Save the Embarrassment Fund. Just send us emails.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. And here's our outro.